guitar's never been that loud. Calling. Could you turn my guitar down in the monitor?
Promises. He's all we need. And we are broken, but the Lord is the one who promises grace and hope. And I made a mistake in the article. It should be entitled Living with Hope and Purpose. It says Living with Hope and Prayers. And prayers don't hurt, but the real focus of that article is Living with Hope and Purpose. And we hope today that your experience here worshiping the Lord will just help to reconfirm your hope for everyday living, your hope for eternity, and a purpose, that God does have a purpose. And we'll learn a lot more about opportunities for living with purpose today. We're blessed to have Cassie Barker with us, who will share about the work of the Christian Life Center, and also Adina Bailey, who's going to share with us today about her work in Mexico. So this is a day where we pray that all of us will be challenged to realize we have a purpose, and that we might more clearly see and fulfill our purpose in life. Father, we come before you this morning to worship you and to praise you. We come to learn from you. We come to be touched by your Spirit, to be enriched by your grace. Father, help us to humble ourselves, to realize that you are God and we are your people. We're the sheep of your pasture, and we need your love and your Spirit to guide us. Help us to look to you, Father. Help us to be strengthened today. May we go away from this assembly today saying, as David of old said, it is good, it was good to be in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. Living He is living, whatever He may say. I see His hand in mercy, hear His voice today. And just the time I need Him, He's always there. He lives, like Jesus lives today. He walks with me, He walks with me, along life's narrow way. He lives.
request, Adina. Here's your song. I'm out of tune.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel the sun. I'm a part of the family. Brother and sister around here, it's because we're a family and these folks are so near. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel the sun. I'm a part of the family, the family of God.
Worship team, you're dismissed to go love and hug on people.
From the door of an orphanage to the house of the King, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. Rags unto riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this sun. For I'm a part of the family of God.
Amen.
Well, good morning once again. Good morning once again. I wouldn't want to deprive anybody of getting a hug that didn't get one. But I believe we had a chance to greet everybody this morning. You know, when the Gaithers wrote that old song, it's such a good reminder that the scriptures clearly teach that once we are in Christ, we are a part of the family of God. Jesus taught us to pray to our Creator by calling Him our Father, and Jesus is indeed the elder brother of this family, the only begotten Son of the Father. And in Christ, we have that wonderful relationship. He's blessed us with the Holy Spirit that indwells each and every believer, cementing our kinship to one another as brothers and sisters in the family of God. The Bible tells us that we rejoice with those who rejoice. We weep with those who weep. There is a kinship that we must always keep prominent in our relationship and awareness of one another. want to welcome you to services today, and I call your attention to our announcements, and I'm not going to read every one of those verbatim, but if you would, please look and see what we have planned for today. The good time and blessing we had last Sunday with His Heart. The opportunities for fellowship and study this coming week. Elders and deacons meeting Saturday morning. And then next Sunday night, our family fellowship. So all of that information is there. Quite often, someone will ask me a question, and I will tell them, and they will say, "Oops, I didn't read the bulletin, did I? It was in there." So we try to verbally and in print remind you of the things that are going on and the needs in the church family for prayer. And it would be really, really good if, when you look at that prayer list, if there are people that you need to add to it, or if folks can be taken off because their need has been met, let either Talitha or myself know about that. So please consult that prayer list. Today, during our announcement time, I'm going to have Cassie Barker share briefly about her work at the Christian Life Center. I can tell you, as I've been sharing, I was just going on and on with Colleen yesterday afternoon and then with Rod and George this morning. Yesterday I was in a meeting through the Resource Ministry, and you cannot imagine, maybe you can, I've been here so long, but my eyes were opened to all the resources in our community. And they're Christ-centered. Places for help with everything from finances to nutrition to counseling to addiction recovery. Just on and on, help. And all the folks involved are folks who know Christ. And today we get challenged a little bit as Cassie brings a report about our Christian Life Center. And later, Adina will be sharing about the work down in Mexico. The theme of the day so struck me that I thought I needed to read a passage from the Gospels. And I would encourage you to give ear to what Jesus says to a group of folks as He's talking about responsibility to those around us. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. And all the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And He will set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. And then the King will say to those on His right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer Him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the King will answer and say to them, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." Sometimes we forget that passage of Scripture, and sometimes we forget that a part of our calling is to minister to Christ by ministering to those around us. We have opportunity to do that on more occasions maybe than we realize. And today I think we'll be challenged in those areas. So please just take that passage of Scripture to heart. Be looking for the ways that God may have a purpose and a plan for your life to serve in some small way, but it can be a big way. As I said, those were nearly all the announcements that I had, but there may be something that I've overlooked that needs to be announced before I bring Cassie. Rock.
Got a call from Jonathan Garrett the other day, Mark Garrett's brother, and Catherine, who is Mark and Candy's daughter, 27 years old, who's been in synagogue the last few years teaching, is taking a job in Danville nannying for a couple families, and she's looking for a Christian household to stay in. She'll be happy to pay rent. She starts tomorrow, but I told her she'll probably have to commute from Winchester for a while until we can find and see if there's anything available through our church for her. She's 27 years old, I might have said that, and Mark and Candy Garrett we've supported for years as missionaries to Senegal. So she's looking for a room. I don't know details of if she'll be able to help out in the house or if she just wants to pay rent and how much time this nannying job's taking care of, but if you prayerfully consider that, and if you're even somewhat interested, get with me after church. I told her I would call her back after church and tell her, you know, we've got this lead or this lead. So, thanks.
Thanks, Rock. And I can testify to, you know, that's a wonderful, wonderful family. She's a mighty sweet girl, and it could be a blessing a lot of ways around. So if that opens up for anybody. And, Rock, was that for a time frame?
Christmas.
Yeah, so it's not, that might have a bearing. It would be from this time through Christmas. So if anyone wants to consider that, as Rock says, please do. Anything else I might need to have mentioned this morning? Well, if not, Cassie, would you come and bring us up to date on the Christian Life Center and bring Savannah with you?
Good morning. My sidekick is always with me. She's only 11, believe it or not, but she's our youngest volunteer, and our oldest volunteer is 92, so you all need to volunteer if you have a chance. I always bring these with me because we're constantly changing our services, and a couple months ago, one of my customers said, oh, I got financial help, so I didn't know I could get any of the other services. So please know that any service that's on the back of here, we can do all of them at the same time. I don't want anybody to ever think that they can't get service in food, in laundry, in whatever service they need, we have it here. The newest thing that we're doing is prayer, so I brought some of our prayer folders, and this is another way you all can volunteer. Brother John Watts comes on Mondays 11 to 12 to pray with people. If anybody else would like to be a prayer warrior and pray 11 to 12 Tuesday through Friday, please come see me. We always do a quarterly newsletter, and this is when Savannah was younger. and that's usually electronically, but we have some that we can give copies to. And as most of you know, my mind races, so I will read this to you. I thank you once again for letting me come and speak to you about the Christian Life Center. I am truly humbled to be in the presence of my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are so generous to the Christian Life Center. We truly would not be in existence without our volunteers, your support, and your prayers. I thank you all so much for your generosity, blessings, and faith in the Christian Life Center's various missions. As usual, God is always putting on my heart something. This year, what I think God wants me to speak about is relationship and God's love. In Ephesians 4:32, it states, and become useful and helpful and kind to one another, tender-hearted and forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgives you. In working with people and helping people find their full potential, relationships have to develop. Relationships have to be based on trust, non-judgment, love, and understanding. People always wonder how the Christian Life Center can reach so many people and families. I think it happens because we take the time to develop relationships with our customers on a monthly and daily basis. They know that we may not agree with their behavior, choices, or circumstances, but they know we are there for them. Sometimes we may agree to disagree. However, they also know we are there to lift them up, give them hope, understanding, and the love they need to step forward in faith in God and in themselves. Our customers know we truly love them and want to see them better their lives. I volunteered at the Christian Life Center for 9 years and been going on my 6th year as a team player, and I'm just now seeing the fruits of developing relationships. I can now tell a drug addict I really want to help them, and I can be brutally honest in what they need to do. Yet they know I love them, will pray for them, and do the best to help them or anyone else succeed if they make the effort. As it says in Psalms 133:1-3, how wonderful it is, how pleasant when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the fragrant anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion, and the Lord has pronounced his blessings, even life forevermore. I think this Bible verse was pertaining more to the church coming together in harmony, but don't you think as a community and as children of God, we all need to live in harmony with one another? Think about it. God chose sinners to show us the mercy and grace of Jesus. So shouldn't we in turn reflect Jesus through our actions and nurture people to come into the fold of our Lord and Savior? We need to be the light and salt to all we come in contact with, instead of judging or putting our preconceived ideas on our fellow brothers and sisters. Wouldn't it be better to look at everyone as God's child and maybe put our feet in their shoes? It is amazing what God's love can do. As Christians, we are to develop a relationship with God, so shouldn't we also develop a relationship with all of God's children? In the year 2016, with your help, the Christian Life Center has assisted about 15 to 27 customers a day, just in my section. We have been able to give out 67 Bibles free, we counseled 725 individuals, clothed 96 individuals free of charge, gave out 2,965 food parcels to families and individuals with enough food for 3 to 5 days, which means we helped 6,268 individuals with food. We helped 29 with medicine, helped 65 with electric, 6 with other forms of heat, helped 73 with water bills, 13 with automobile gas, helped 70 with housing, and helped 124 homeless, with 24 of those being children. These are a lot of numbers, but remember, these are families and individuals in our community that desperately need our help to survive and take a step forward in getting to be self-sufficient. With your generous blessings, we are able to show the love of Jesus through our actions. We are giving our customers the hope and encouragement to succeed, and I humbly thank each and every one of you. This year, I'm excited to announce the only new aspect we are bringing to the Christian Life Center is prayer. We are focusing our efforts on showing God's love through our actions, love, and through prayer, and hopefully bring more of our customers into a relationship with God. But without each and every one of you, we would not be able to continue our missions and serving our community as well as we do. I truly do thank you. You are all so special and play a vital role in keeping the Christian Life Center active in serving our community. I cannot thank you enough for your blessings and your grace. You may not be at the Christian Life Center daily, but your prayers, donations, and love are always present, and I truly do thank you for this gift. May you develop relationships and a newfound love for all of God's children, and may God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Cassie. Our regular support for these ministries she referred to is through our giving to the Mercer Resource Ministry, which you might realize is a monthly part of our home mission giving. It's currently at $75 a month, which I think figures to about $900 a year. And Cassie, we certainly review our budget and believe that this is a very vital home mission. And you can hear when you listen to her report the kinds of things that happen with that money and the people in our community who need that help. So we are indeed blessed in so many ways and encourage you to consider your giving and the giving of your time. Is anything else? We're going to dismiss our children to Children's Church here in just a moment if there's nothing else. But I think we'll dismiss them, and then I would like for us to just have a prayer time. We have those special needs and a couple of things I'd mentioned. So at this time, we'll dismiss the children and their workers. last Sunday in our prayer request, it was mentioned a new, very significant need, and if nothing has changed, that is this coming Tuesday. David, Lois, is that still scheduled, Jerry's kidney transplant? Jerry Wilson will be having that kidney transplant in Jacksonville, Florida. I think there's a Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville where this will be taking place. His son Lee is donating the kidney, so we certainly want to pray for success and a great recovery through that. The other current needs are pretty much laid out there in our bulletin, and we want to lift these folks up for the Lord's healing and blessing upon them. So let's bow together, and I'll just give opportunity if there's a prayer on anyone's heart that you want to lift before the Lord, be it a thanksgiving or just a special request for a need, take this time to lift it up before the throne of grace. Father, we do bring before you every name that's on our prayer list. As someone said the other day, when we forget, we're reminded that you know every one of those far better and the needs far better than we could ever imagine. But we pray for healing. We pray for encouragement. We pray for families who have to stand in the gap sometimes when one is ill or when someone has passed on that they love and they need the comfort and grace that you can provide. Father, we lift them up. We pray those blessings. We pray for understanding when folks face situations that just don't make sense to them and they're struggling to put things in order in their mind. Father, would you give them understanding? May faith rise up to where there is trust in your goodness and your power and your greatness to meet all of our needs. Father, as we know, Tuesday will be the designated day for Jerry's kidney transplant. We pray you guide the hand of the doctors and all that medical staff. What a complex thing it is. And yet, Father, we are so thankful that you have given knowledge and insight to medical personnel to be able to accomplish many, many things that were unheard of years and centuries ago. And so we pray that this will be a success story. We pray that he'll be physically strengthened and spiritually strengthened and see the goodness of God in a new way, in a profound way. Father, for every need that we think about this morning, we know that you're the one who can meet every need. And we look to you and we put it in your hands. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I ask the worship team to lead us in worship before Adina comes to share with us about the work in Mexico this morning.